The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing.
So many things
testing.
Can't really talk about on here, you know?
I know, you're on.
I know. Okay.
Talk up,
hi.
Please.
Oh, hello. Hello, how's everyone doing? Is that good?
Yep, that's...
Hello.
It's too loud,
I'm
but...
I'm going to talk like that for the whole thing.
We're back. My wife hates
hi.
Me.
Hi.
Don't aggravate me this early. I barely got any sleep.
You so easily aggravated these days. You've got your, what they call hair trigger.
You can't say that. Hair trigger? What's that mean?
You've really never heard the term hair trigger?
No one's ever heard that term. That is definitely a dumb Canadian term, and no one's ever heard hair trigger. You know.
Ugh. So you're saying, if you're correct, let's just say part of your statement is correct, that it's a Canadian saying, so Canadians are nobody?
No, there's somebody, but they're saying...
You just said nobody knows what that means.
In this country, no. There's somebody's, but their sayings mean nothing around here because their sayings are...
Do you think you could figure it out? What if you had to try to figure it out?
What, a hair trigger?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm a
Close. You're getting there.
I'm that close to snapping a
yes.
hair trigger.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So.
You have to walk around on eggshells around you. How about that one? Have you heard that one before?
I heard the other one, Greg Shells.
Don't, I'm not even going to, because somebody's going to snip it up and send it to someone.
I know. Can you imagine being in quarantine, a millionaire? How easy it must be.
Well, I guess, yeah.
But. Can you imagine being in quarantine with no property and nothing to work on outside?
You yeah. Know?
Then.
You'd be lost.
Who, me?
Yeah, you'd be on even more of a hair trigger.
Oh, yeah. If we were in the condo, what would I be doing every day?
Annoying people around you.
Oh, my God. All right. So I took.
We ready? You done with chit-chat?
Yep. I took. Chest x-rays, they came back negative.
Ooh, is this why you wanted to do the podcast? You could talk about this.
No, I just figured, I thought, then I took
okay, so throughout this whole 6 weeks,
6 weeks, it's been longer.
I think it's about, is it, has it, maybe 8 weeks, maybe,
I don't know.
Oh yeah, you're right.
February.
Oh my God.
Right.
No, we started quarantining in March, like March 10th, maybe.
No, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's past May 10th. It's over 2 months.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. This is the longest I've gone without working. And we probably, in 2 months, maybe fooled around 3 times. That's not good.
Depends who you ask.
It's not good. 3 times?
First of all, I loathe you talking about it.
I'm not getting into detail.
I almost loathe doing it as much as I loathe you talking about it.
I'm not getting into detail. I'm
no,
just
but
saying.
I mean, it's just like you have no boundaries. That's the thing about it. Even when you're doing your landscaping, sketch. You're showing everyone the house and the.
No, I'm not.
Our mailbox, the address. You love showing everybody everything. I was talking to someone on the phone yesterday. You're like, show them the dining room.
Yeah, you were showing around.
You kept saying, show the wall, because it's the wall that you
put together. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Wait till I put pictures up on Facebook. Okay.
You did put pictures up.
No. Not of the wall.
I mean, the wall is
all pictures
that you've picked out and bought from.
No, listen, it was your idea.
Oh, that part you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm in charge of
You've curated a wall in our house.
I'm
many
in charge
walls.
Of the pictures.
I suggested giving you this wall to put all your pictures on, thinking, let's get them all in one place. It'll look cool, kind of be a, like campy vibe. And it backfired on me because instead of taking the pictures off the other walls, you...
I took some off, yeah. I bought some new ones.
You went... We now have way more pictures than I've... With gold frames than I've ever wanted.
It looks amazing. Wait till you see
you, it. Okay, so I thought, oh, this will be like a campy, like cool, you know, thing. And then... hi, Raina. And then you go one day, you go, it's going to look so classy. I was like, whoa. That's not.
No, it looks like
intended.
A museum. It looks like a museum.
Oh boy!
All right, let me get back. We'll get back to that in a second.
We're talking about the.
I know.
Wait
I know.
A second.
I can
just
know
wait.
You're talking about the campy wall.
So I took chest X-rays, negative. You know, because my breathing was hard, so I guess it was anxiety.
Raina hates that.
What? Bad grammar.
She passed away. Both of my grammar. Both of my grammars. What? And then I went for the
end. Both of your grammars are dead, I thought.
Yes, what I just said. They both passed away, stupid. To repeat my joke?
I didn't hear it, and then I just thought of this really brilliant joke, which I just said. Yeah, yeah. And then I guess I know I was like, how did that just pop into my head? Pure brilliance.
And two grandmas, really lesbian?
What? Don't you have? Oh my goodness!
Oh, never mind. I just realized.
Oh, stupid runs on that side of the family.
I'm sorry,
my two grandmas is not about lesbians.
It took me a minute. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Wait a second. You're before right. You start
brain
yapping,
fart.
We have to introduce you. Can you wait a second? What kind
oh,
of guest
really?
Are you?
People don't know. Who she
wait till we introduce you.
Wait till we. Okay, then introduce me now. If you
no,
wait.
I'm in the middle. So I'm pretending it's a radio show. You walked in. We're in the middle, okay, and then sure, we introduce. Sure, when sure. We're ready to go to you, then we introduce you. That's how it works. So then I took the antibody test. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Are you anybody? Right.
Anybody?
The anybody test. Is there anybody in there? No. Rich Voss gets a no. There's nobody in there.
Antibody.
Antibodies.
That's what I said.
You said antibody. It doesn't matter. Keep going.
It's close enough for you.
Yeah, it's good.
The antibodies. Antibodies. Wait, so, and that came back negative, which I was disappointed because that means I never had it.
Yeah,
I guess I don't have it. So now I got to go back to taking my temperature every day.
Yeah, there's no good or bad with it.
Well,
it's
I mean.
You have it. Can't you still get it again? Doesn't it not
yeah,
give
but
you
it's probably,
you?
If you had it and didn't die, that's a good sign.
You're a little wild,
yeah.
But I didn't have it. So it came back negative. So now I have to be extra careful. Because I'm thinking, listen.
From three places a day to 2.5.
I don't go to three places
yes,
a day.
Do.
No.
Golf?
No, golf doesn't count as a place. Well,
no, explain
I don't come in contact with people. I don't come in contact with anybody.
You don't come in contact with 7-Eleven, right? That's what you say. You don't come in contact with anyone in 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but it's more of a condensed area. It's not like outdoors.
It's still a place. It's still
like
on
going,
the map.
It's like
still
going.
A location.
Oh, if I went next door
three
to the
locations a day. Is that better?
Should I leave?
If I went to the guy's house next door in his backyard and he wasn't there, would that mean? Oh, you went to three places today? Would you count
yeah,
that as a place?
I would, because it's still a place. Okay. You fine?
Well, I saw a neighbor almost try to pet our dog. I thought I was going to have to yell at the guy, like, don't pet our dog. But then they'll just think he obviously...
I kept trying to get away from him.
He didn't even know there's a pandemic going on.
Here?
Yeah.
Three locations a day. We'll call it that. Three locations a day. You like that?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Because a location is just a synonym for a place. So three places a day.
What's a synonym? A bun?
Yes.
It's like from my first album.
I'm going to make synonym buns later.
Are you?
I was trying to do the same thing.
In third grade, maybe it was fourth grade, for a project in reading or something, we had to, there was like a menu and we had to do them. And they were sorry, I'm right near the thing.
Other people can turn up their
three. Okay. There was like three, like there was like things you had to choose from. They were all like little play on words. And I was really pissed because none of them were synonym buns. I mean, that would have been perfect. Synonym buns. They were like,
boy, you went a long way for that story.
Well, they were punny names.
They were punny names. They didn't.
Like they acronyms. Missed the greatest
they
one of all.
Acronym soup or something. It was so dumb.
Well, anyhow, okay, we have a special guest today, coming to us from the far corner of our house, where her bedroom is.
It's more at the end, not really a corner.
Oh God, do you gotta argue with everything? Corner. It's a corner. All right. I wish you were where you'll be working when you're older. In a corner building.
It's so gross.
He means corner office, don't you, Rich?
Yeah, corner office, yeah, corner building,
sure.
Whatever.
We'll say that.
On the street.
Rich.
Yeah,
office building.
Everyone gets it. Do you want to just keep going down that path?
What path? Oh, Rita told me about the path where you guys saw bamboo growing.
We did see bamboo. It was very cool.
I don't think bamboo grow. Yeah, bamboo does grow. I don't know if it's bamboo, but it looks like bamboo.
Oh, God, this is what happens when somebody doesn't know something and is scared.
No.
Oh, my God. Bamboo. There's bamboo, bamboo, bamboo. You're like having a glitch. Well, there could be in new. No. How do I?
Listen to me, stupid.
That's
I don't know if bamboo grows in this country. I don't know, but
why would it not grow in this?
There's
country?
Green stuff that looks like bamboo. I don't know what that's called. And that's probably what you saw.
What is it? Try and think of it. It's the green, long, tall stuff. And
yeah,
it looks like bamboo. Like it's bamboo.
No, it's not bamboo.
If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
You're so dumb.
How come mommy said? Does bamboo grow in this country? Look it up.
I said it wasn't bamboo. I was like, no, bamboo doesn't grow in New Jersey. And then she was like, no. She knew something about it from TikTok or YouTube.
I was watching once, like, I don't know, maybe in 2018, I was watching a Dolan Twin video, and they were doing, like, a challenge where they had to stay outside. And they live in New Jersey at this time. They stay outside for, like, 24 hours or something.
Whoa.
And one of them.
Wow. High stakes.
And one of them made something out of bamboo, like those Indian guys you see on YouTube late at night.
The guys that
make the
pools?
You can watch those during the day, too. You know, they're not just late at night.
The guys that make the pools?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, amazing. You know what? I'm going to, when I start my landscaping business, that's who I'm going to use to do pools.
It is possible for the plant to spread into the woods and forests of New Jersey. It's an invasive species, but it still grows there.
And then what? Look, she thinks she knows so many big words.
It's an invasive species. I don't have any friends.
Okay, says the girl who's friends with an 84-year-old.
She's 86.
Hold on.
Sorry, we're back. There were some technical difficulties from Rich the Technology Man.
Raina.
Mr. Technology. If we ever have any problem in
landscapes makes closets and he knows how to work garage band. Technology man.
Technology man. But don't ask him to turn on the TV.
And don't ask him to make a new garage band file.
Cause he don't know how to read.
What? Remember this podcast because they're going to want a point of it that they could use as a reference. Because they're now, what company are we with? Who is that company again?
Laugh Button.
Yeah,
Laugh
they're putting up good clips.
This is a push. Go ahead and push it. It's the Laugh Button. Raina, you can do like a bunch of different laughs. She showed me some of them one time. Can you? Go over them again.
You can't do those types of laughs unless there's a camera. It's a visual laugh.
Oh, they're silent laughs?
Well, no, it's the...
because they're knee slappers.
Put the mic to her when she's talking.
I don't remember them. You're the one who was doing them.
To learn how to work it.
God. I need my own mic around here.
Yeah, why don't you get another mic?
I mean, I know we have one. Don't we have one of those like Yeti ones? The ones you use old.
Yeah, but you can hook that up with this.
Yeah, you can. Look, no. There's more. Oh, what's that? Is that another place to put your mic?
But that's the plug
that
Yeti goes into.
Is that another place to... That's crazy. You could... Then I think... Can't you... If it doesn't go in there, can't you just plug it into your computer too? I mean,
no,
I'm pretty sure...
No, look how they plug in, stupid.
I know, but like, can't you also just kind of connect to the computer?
No. Look at the round plugs. You see a round plug hole in the computer?
Well, yes.
You just said they didn't have a round plug.
Yeah.
I don't know what it has.
Well, if it has a round plug, then you plug it into the round plug. If it has the USB, you plug it into the USB of the computer. I'm pretty sure you can connect more than two.
We don't have...
Knowledgey man!
First of all, we don't have three...
Three what?
Three... Audio...
Whoa, is that audio's a press
going.
Button?
Where?
I mean, I'm pretty sure when you only have two audios connected, that there's only going to show up with two audios.
What, are they going to have like five tracks ready for you? No,
you add a new track.
Magically...
No, it doesn't just go on.
I'll show you later. I can. GarageBand's very easy to work. You can just add a new track.
T E C H N O. I can't spell the rest. Technology man.
T E C H O L O G Y. Technology man.
Oh, aren't you just the two little giggle girls? It's Giggle Girls.
And aren't you the little don't know how to work the computer guy, girl, boy?
She's such a goofball.
Go away. Go up. Get
go
a
in
leave.
The garage and get the other microphone.
No, we'll figure it out later.
No, if you can figure it out now.
Well, no, because
in real time for our listeners.
I'm gonna pause the thing. And yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Daddy doesn't know how to unpause.
He doesn't. Yeah. Oh, wait. Let me.
All right, so
bit with only audio. That's
the fact, you know. Now you know you get the test back negative, and I was even talking to the nurse who called me. She goes, sorry.
Wait.
So she said, "Yeah,
you were feeling sick. You're feeling like
no, I didn't feel sick.
You're feeling that it was difficult for you to breathe.
No, that was a week ago.
But what made you then go get the test?
Chest X-rays.
Why did you need the chest X-ray?
I don't know. I just like to be
sure. You weren't having trouble breathing?
Yeah, my breathing was a little hard.
It was difficult to breathe?
Not regular. I would just get out of breath easy.
In fact, ironically, it's the only thing he doesn't think he has.
You're so stupid.
I think my toes infected.
You guys, buy my album.
You got to see. The whole thing ripped out. The whole side of my toe.
That happened to me.
The whole side of it.
Dad.
The skin.
I had a hangnail. Did, I could hang.
Don't shush your father on his own podcast. I have to put my foot down on this one.
You have to go shh.
Okay.
My whole side of my toe ripped out.
I have lots of hangnails because I pick my fingers out a lot. Right? I bite my fingers a lot of times. So I'll get hangnails a lot. And I'll pick them off, right? I picked one off on my middle finger. It ripped a lot of skin off. It bled a tiny bit. And it hurts. It's sore because it hurts for a couple of days when you rip skin off.
The whole side of my toenail came out.
Yeah, it's not infected.
All the way down.
When I was in Atlanta. Where is it called? You know that place that I went to?
Atlantis?
No, I went with like, remember Addison and Olivia? Not Olivia. Addison, Samantha and stuff.
Atlantic City?
There's like one in Maryland.
Ocean City?
Ocean City, yeah. I was there.
In New Jersey, there's an Ocean City.
I think, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I just remember there's also one in Maryland. For some
How
reason.
Do you know that?
I don't. God, I just remember. Anyway,
you never
you're grounded, Raina. Have you been Googling Ocean City?
I was there with my friends, and I was on, we were on like a little like obstacle course climbing thing, and I had flip-flops on. And my whole toenail got caught on the rope, and the whole entire toenail just came off, and it didn't get infected. I think you're fine.
No. That's different.
How is it different?
Dr. Raina and Technology Man.
And Stupid Joke, Bonnie.
And here's the thing, Raina.
Bad voices all the time.
You Raina. Will, you guys, your legacies will be nothing, but people will know of Bad Joke Bonnie for the rest of time.
Your bad voice, Bad Joke Bonnie.
Raina.
Raina.
Raina, when you tell a story like the hangnail one, try to in
riveting.
Radio, try to get to the point a lot. I'm just trying to teach you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you've been on since I came down. You were on the story of your nursing chest pains, but I don't really know.
Okay, yeah, let's carry on with that one. So
the nurse,
you for no reason decided to go get chest X-rays,
chest and blood,
but for no reason.
Yeah.
No. Because my breathing, I thought maybe.
I said to you moments ago, though, was it because you had difficulty breathing? And you said, no, that was weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, and that was the reason I got tested.
Because weeks ago you had some trouble
No,
breathing?
I had it for a while.
So you're not on trial. So, there's no. No.
Okay, when I went and got tested, I had my breathing was hard, a little hard.
What? No. There's no such thing as hard breathing.
It's hard to breathe.
It's hard.
Not. It wasn't hard to breathe. I got out of breath when I ran and stuff. I
so
could
how
breathe.
Does that make breathing?
I could breathe fine.
How is your breathing hard?
He means difficult.
No, it was easy to breathe. I had no problem. I got out of breath easy.
Are you sure it's your breathing that's the problem and not your mental state?
I got out of breath easy.
My breathing's hard, but it wasn't when I got tested, it was easy to breathe, but it was hard to breathe. It was breathing hard.
Try to just unravel it for us simply, please.
What does your breathing hard mean?
Listen to me, dummy and dummy too.
Okay. Thank you. No, listen, they're allowed to say dummy.
I don't get it.
I got out of breath easy. I could. It was no problem breathing, but if I ran,
yeah,
I would get out of breath. Except, but
as
if I lifting,
everyone on the planet and
no.
Also, I run and I get out of breath and
yeah,
I run.
You run
all the
5 miles.
Time.
Anyhow, no, so I just wanted.
I run across the yard and I get out of breath.
Just run into traffic. So anyhow,
honestly, I don't mean to push back, but it's awkward. I guess because it seems like you had no problem.
Yeah,
I had hard breathing.
What did you tell the nurses when you wanted to get your X-ray?
Yeah, what did you say to them?
First of all, I did an online visit with my doctor.
Okay, what did you say?
What did you say to your doctor? Hi, I just wanted to see your face. I'm here.
No, I said I was in.
Your
beautiful
face.
I was in his office in January.
Is this our family doctor that?
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't seen him in a while. Don't say names.
Don't. Jesus.
Why?
Because it's no one's business. Those creepy people will hack into his fucking whatever.
No one on our listening to this podcast wants to know. About our family doctor. I'm not even going to. I said our family doctor.
God damn it. Don't say our family doctor's name on this podcast. Doctors.
Don't even joke.
This is a podcast of comedians, but don't even think
about joking. That's Rich's.
You know, if you're listening to this, you would have to think that she's the most aggravating person on the planet.
I thought that before while doing the podcast, but today she's actually making me laugh quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. She's a talker.
Yeah, she does. You have to learn to just sit back sometimes.
You never listen to me in normal life, so I have to get all of it out while we're in a podcast where you're forced to listen to me.
Yeah, but all you're doing is telling us like
that,
yeah, we're saying words wrong.
You are saying words wrong.
So my breathing was a little hard.
No, again, say it again.
But I said, what the fuck?
No, when you told your doctor, what did you say to your doctor?
I said, listen, I get
I'll say his name.
Isn't it a girl?
There's a couple there.
in the doctor's office?
Yep. But I had my main doctor, my main man, my main squeeze.
What?
So,
the guy who checks you for hernias, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Prostate. That's all you got? Use three fingers, pal. Three fingers.
Oh, God. Okay.
I get my prostate checked with three fingers. And I go, if you're only doing two knuckles, man, you're not going to find nothing.
Okay.
Come on, Caligula. Play. So.
So what? Okay.
What did
so
you tell the doctor?
What did you say to the doctor? When you said, hey.
Can you let me finish?
No, because you're not. You're skipping past
you
it.
You guys keep fucking okay, cutting up.
All right.
So I did an online visit.
Well, we know that part. What did you say to him? Hi, doctor.
I said, hi.
About you 5 minutes ago, not even, you told me, hey, when you're trying to tell a story, get to the point quickly.
Do you have chapstick?
Get to the point.
It's dry lip, Raina.
Don't even try. Come on.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Hi, doctor. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. Doctor,
so,
hey, well, listen, the reason I
get
that
out, I go, I get
you,
out of breath easy. I was in your office in January. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You know, my lungs were checked then. They were fine. He goes, well, go take x-rays. It can't hurt. Make sure you don't have bronchitis or flu or pneumonia or bronchitis. And,
or bronchitis
and
or
get,
the flu
and
or
get,
bronchitis.
And I got the blood test for antibody.
Went and got also a blood test done.
Yeah.
To check your antibodies.
Yes.
To see if you've had the virus in the past. That's all I can tell you.
Yes. So then when they came back negative, the nurse goes, anything else, it would be, oh, I got good news. It's negative. She goes, it came back negative. I go, that's bad news. She goes, yeah, mine was negative too. Like, I guess people wanted to come back positive. So I
had no symptoms and I had it. So now I'm probably immune and I can go back out into the world.
I don't know about immune, but now that you have it, now that I haven't had it, now I got to be extra careful in my head. You know, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. No more weekly visits with your landscaping buddies. You're like so. You're practically making out with them when you're near them.
Well, Raina does like to stand at the doorway and yell 6 feet at you. She would have done it with your neighbor today too.
Carol Montgomery had a great joke. Did you read online?
No.
A guy.
Don't say it. Don't say it. We'll get copyright.
Why are you using her name? First of all,
yeah,
it was funny.
Names. Don't even joke.
I don't. I hope I don't screw it up. She said a guy can't even get 6 inches right. How's he going to get 6 feet right?
I think that's very funny.
It is funny. Yeah, that's a funny joke. Then I almost wrote back to her, who are these lucky guys? But I didn't. But I had a fight today on Facebook with a comic from way back, and it's like punching down. And I said, look, I'm out. I go, I don't like, you know, and I go, me fighting.
I
with
guarantee you when you go, I'm out, you'd already demolished the guy.
No, not at all.
So then you were like, okay, I'm out.
No, I was talking about a friend of his who's a booker who runs clubs, and he was sticking up for him. I go, the guy's a bottom feeder. He's a scumbag, you know. And he goes, oh, you're going to go after some guy where the seats were empty and had walkouts. Like he was talking about me. I go, well, it's a dumpy club. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Does this have a point?
Yes.
Is there a point
I
to
go,
the story?
Me fighting you is like Kevin Hart fighting me. And I wrote, which we wouldn't because we're friends. And he goes, oh. He comes back. I got to get a Burt Bacharach umbrella because name drops keep falling on my head.
That's pretty funny.
it's hacky. It's a play on words, don't you think?
I know, but it's still kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. And I wrote to him, I go, look, I don't
It might
like,
be hacky. I never heard it before.
Oh, no, it's not hacky. Like, it's just. It's
not overused.
It's Rich, a song parody.
Really?
And I just said to him.
You couldn't wait?
To tell the story? It's we're at
Why,
a half an hour.
When you lift your leg and fart, it's, come on a podcast, there's something wrong. You were like in the middle of talking. You didn't even stop.
I'm not laughing with you.
Doesn't she look like the new boneless on Vikings with that hood?
Vikings may be inspiring some of my creations.
So anyhow, I said, look, I don't want to punch down. I go, I'm going to bail out. But these guys, he started going after him. He started going after, there were empty seats and walkouts. I go, there were walkouts. There was two or three. And it was a shitty, you know, it's funny. People that have failed in the business that are pretty much out of it.
I love that you would like, even though, be like, if there was walkouts, it was less than a dozen. I mean.
No, it was probably two or three.
I know, yes, but why would you even respond? Just, I mean, what is, I don't get it. And then talk about it on your podcast. It's like weird.
Who cares? It's just, I was fighting with a guy.
I know, but you
pretty
have.
Pretty much out of the business. Back in the day, we always got along. But what I'm trying to say is where it started is. He's a very, very, what's the word? I mean, besides, he's really a Trump supporter. So a friend, I don't want to say his name.
Yeah, but you'll say the...
Well,
but
no. Anyhow, so the guy, another Trump supporter who I'm friends with.
But this is the guy you were fighting with on Facebook?
Yeah, this guy I'm fighting with. I mean, this guy posted, who's a Trump supporter, who I know, wrote, there's a lady, I forget her name, running... wants to be vice president, I think, from South Carolina. And it was a picture of her, you know, with
looking like a superhero.
Yeah, with the clouds behind her.
Yeah.
And someone wrote, you know, it's a good, basically, look how you're presenting yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, because she's overweight and this, and you know.
Oh.
So I go, unlike the first lady that presented herself, you know, in nude pictures.
Right.
I go, but.
Oh, who knew you were like, what a moral human.
But then I wrote, not that she's not attractive, and we've all made mistakes in life.
Oh, my God.
I go, but she's, and her biggest mistake, I go, and she's made a few, but her biggest mistake was marrying a snake oil salesman, but she'll be past that and whatever. And then they wrote back. They get so ticked off.
But why else would you write it?
Huh? Because. One.
Just, what else
and then
would
I
you
wrote,
be expecting?
And I just wrote at the bottom, just stirring the pot. Just to fuck around. Yeah. That's all. Just I'm not going to fight with them completely.
I want to talk about the comment Dad made at dinner last night.
I know. I didn't make any comment.
He said a really bad word.
I don't remember which one it was. Because I remember him saying, like, the other day when he was leaving, he was like, later, masturbators.
Oh,
which I didn't think it was appropriate to say to your wife and your kid as you're leaving.
That was not appropriate. What did he say? Didn't he say something today during breakfast, too?
Oh.
Yeah. The don't say that. That's gross.
Another gross one. And at dinner last night, he said a bad, bad word.
No, I didn't. Oh, don't repeat that. Don't repeat that.
Oh, my God, your face. Jesus. Yeah, we got some pretty salty dinner conversations.
Are you guys up on the feud with Snoop Dogg and...
Is it what made you reminded you of this?
Because I keep reading it on Facebook.
My God, you're a problem.
You're a problem. You're going to get canceled, buddy. I'm going to cancel you.
Are you up on the feud between XLMZN1, the guy with the rainbow hair, and Snoop?
6ix9ine?
Yeah, what's his name? Roman numeral numbers.
Did you say like the IP address or like do you say the Wi-Fi password on some router? You were like XLZ24. Like what? How did you?
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine? There's so many more letters and numbers in his name.
I mean, I just know that's how you say it.
The rainbow guy?
Yeah, rainbow hair.
The one who just got out of jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 6ix9ine, Tekashi. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Why would you know that? What do you think you're...
Because he's a rapper. I don't know.
What are you, a Kardashian or something?
Okay, you're so... He's a famous rapper. I don't know.
Why'd
okay.
you go to me?
You're like, all over TikTok.
I was being a fucking asshole.
Why is he on TikTok?
I don't know.
Because people were making fun of him.
He's having a feud. He went after Snoop Dogg and
he went after Ariana Grande
he went after Pete Davidson, 13-year-old girl.
Oh damn! Ooh, things got real.
He went after Ariana Grande about what?
Saying that she bought all her records to get number one. You know.
What's
I'm
wrong
sure
with that?
They do.
Huh?
I'm sure they do.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. Because authors do it all the time. They buy their own books to get on number one. Believe me,
I never
it was
I
something I learned as a number one
as an author. Number one selling book.
I would never buy one of my CDs. I wouldn't want to listen to that shit. I never bought one of them.
To it, you can just buy them and then keep them.
That's a joke, stupid. I don't want to listen to it. Oh boy, you're a real. you don't have to listen to it.
You think you're so cool, but you don't get everything, do you?
You don't have to listen to it. You just buy it. Of course, I'm not going to listen to it. I can listen to it for free. I got the demo. I made it. If you weren't so cute, I'd punch you. Look at her. She's
I like
so
your
pretty.
Sweatshirt. Your hoodie's so cool.
She, she looks like a little Cindy Crawford or maybe Joan.
Joan Crawford.
See, I don't know these people, so these mean jokes don't affect me.
One's a supermodel, and the other one has eyebrows up to her hairline.
Wait.
It's like you and Botoxy.
Why do you always say that when it's not true? Yeah.
Did we make you mad the other night? You walked out on us? Why did we make you mad? After TV, after Vikings. We don't even watch TV. We just say Vikings, after Vikings.
I didn't walk out on you. Well, that you was like left. 4 nights ago. That was
three,
like a week
two
ago.
Nights. It was 2 nights ago.
That was like a week. That was like Friday.
It was 2 nights ago.
No, it was when we put up my LED lights, which was like Friday.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, how many episodes of Vikings have we watched?
Like 80.
The first four seasons were what, like, say, 13 apiece, were they?
So in the neighborhood of 10.
No one cares.
Okay, that's 40.
Can you go away? This is our podcast.
Yeah, 40, the four season.
We want to talk about how many fucking episodes Vikings might be were allowed.
40, let's say 40 the first four seasons. 30 the first three seasons, 10 a season. 20 the fourth season, that's 50. We're on the fifth season. We've watched 55 Vikings in 2 days. Around 55.
In two days?
We didn't even watch that many of The Wire, I don't think.
No, not in 2 days. I don't know why I'm saying in 2 days.
I was being funny, but
not
funny.
Such a jokester.
I just bought 20 trees for the backyard. They were like $10 less than the other trees, and they're bigger. Like, these are probably 4 feet, and the other ones were 3 feet, and $10 more.
This I don't know if people want to hear.
Well, wait till they see the end results.
I'm not sure they even want that.
Bob, people are...
This isn't Landscaping with Rich. This is a different audience, Richard.
But I did think of a business we could do. I just thought of it right now.
What?
Well, it's like, you know, when a kid gets kidnapped and then they ask for ransom, we do the opposite. We send Raina to your house. We say, we're not picking her up until you give us money. It's like the opposite of a kidnapping.
Would you like it? That just sounds like foster care with extra steps.
That's the kind of shit you're gonna have to listen to.
Dick.
I'm gonna get once I start my DoorDash.
Commit suicide, and you're the one who's gonna.
Oh, don't say stuff. That. Come on. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? You want to play with the big boys, huh? You got to learn to take it.
I'm telling you, once I start.
Do you feel bad? I don't want to make you. Are you gonna cry?
I would love to see that. That means I made two bosses cry on this.
What? Jesus, put it on your tombstone. Damn. Made wife and child cry. Here lies Rich.
Once I start my DoorDash business.
You know DoorDash doesn't make any money, I read today.
What do you mean? The company?
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those companies that they lose money. It's like Amazon lost money, and then it gets...
Amazon doesn't lose
no,
money.
No, in the beginning.
Didn't Uber lose a lot of money?
How is DoorDash losing money?
I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't get it. I don't think so.
People scam them.
But they don't even expect to lose to make money. They expect to lose millions every year because they're looking at a bigger picture. I don't know. I do know more than you guys a little bit, I think, because, you know, you saw how I played Monopoly last night.
Every other time you lose first, you walk out first.
I know.
I don't walk out. I have to mortgage everything.
When we started the game, she was getting property and dancing and all. Then when she started going broke, she gets so mad. She gets so mad. You wouldn't even
it's
think.
It's not even true. First of all, I would tell you if I was getting really mad, but I that's not really true. I might have a little extra zip if I'm like up, but. Listen,
not only when she was winning, she would roll the dice and then walk around the table to move her piece. Your side. Stay. Stop it, Raina. Oh.
Sorry, we're back.
Don't touch anything, ever.
Oh my God.
I fixed it for you because I saw it first. You were just going to...
Hey.
Don't mess with technology, man.
Monopoly. And I made a trade with Richard and
With dad.
Fine, with dad. And I said that I would get 2 free passes on the red.
No, hold on.
Oh, no.
How do I stop right there?
Yes.
Oh, I can just tape over it.
You can just tape over it.
Keep going.
We do it. This happens.
Some weird background stuff. Just ignore. Okay.
Testing.
Sorry.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. We had some technical difficulties. So.
And I fixed it.
No, you didn't fix it. I fixed it.
You barely fixed it. Well, we better wrap this up before we run into some more technical difficulties. Mommy won at Monopoly.
Technology. You were going to tell me about that.
Okay. So I said that we were going to land on, if I landed on his right.
Look at.
No, just keep going. Just let it go.
It's not going anywhere.
It's still recording. Yes, I don't it's recording. Think. It's
no,
recording.
No, it's not.
Look, whoa, okay. It's recording. Okay. So,
technology man.
So, I said that if I landed.
It's supposed to keep moving all the way across.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. We'll fix it later. It's probably because you have your weird recording over things.
I'm not recording over nothing. Take a look.
Okay. Let me tell my story. Okay. So, we were playing Monopoly. I made a trade with dad saying if I landed on his property, I landed on his red property, if I landed on his red property, I would get 2 free passes.
Don't look at me. Tell her if you don't like it.
You don't tell me to shush.
Okay. Sorry. Be quiet.
This is our podcast. I'll throw you off and bring on another guest.
Let me just tell my story. So then we were playing, blah, blah. I said I'd get 2 free passes. I landed
on the other one.
This is the whole issue. Just let me tell. Just stop interrupting. So then
She's
I land on
arguing this point. She's
I landed on one of his red things, and I said, "Okay, I get free pass." And he goes, "Well, you have to pay me." I go, "I get a free pass," and he slams his fist on the table. I go, "No, yeah, I said." He said, "No, I said Mediterranean."
Yes.
He like went crazy. He yelled. He was so fresh. I'm like, "You said the red."
No,
I literally left the room for a few minutes
because he got so mad. It's crazy.
Why did he get so worked up?
Because I don't like when I make a deal.
See, you're
so I'm
going to
go back on it. I know what
I said. It's not going back.
I know, but it's a game.
Also, you have a pretty bad memory. I mean,
no. Like, you don't remember we just told you not to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you somehow forget to chew with your mouth closed every single dinner, even though I tell you each time. But I don't know. That might just be something else.
Good ab lib.
Good ab lib. Okay, same to you. Bye, guys.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Anything you want to plug, Bonnie?
I have an album, Bird Calls. You can get it at iTunes.
Yeah, why don't you
or
get some of my...
Or she could just buy them herself.
Get some of my albums on iTunes. Raina, stop.
I'm just...
Get some of my albums on iTunes. Get When I Saw Hamilton or Five... Or Still Empty Inside or 141 IQ.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even care if I'm plugging anything. The Voss Roast is free. This week I'll be performing. I'll be performing this week in my backyard planting trees. We bought 20 more trees. We bought 35 trees so far. Everything's starting to shape up. The fence is coming along. Everything's coming along. Hey, you guys were great. Raina, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Okay, bye.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.